On April 26, 2009, the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 was held in Seoul, South Korea, and broadcast live on Supreme Master Television. This timely and informative event was organized by Mr. Chung Seung-hyun, the president of Chung Yansa Publishing Company. Chung Yansa Publishing Company recently published the Korean edition of the number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai. The Korean edition also became an instant bestseller in Korea's largest bookstore chain, Kyobo Bookstore. Over 1,700 people attended the conference to find out more information about how to save our planet in this critical time of climate change. Attendees included concerned citizens, government officials, scientists, journalists, spiritual practitioners, artists, writers, and dignitaries, such as Congressman Lee Seok-hyun and Kang Chung-il, Mr. Jung Soon-gap, Executive Director of World Meteorological Organization, WMO, which is a UN nonprofit organization, Mr. Michael Bascom, an animal telepathic communicator from Australia, Mr. Kim Young-gyu, Commissioner of Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration and former Brigadier General of the Korean Army, Mr. Yoon Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author and lecturer, Professor Choi Haing-sik, Vice Chairman of Korean Law Association and Chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee, Mr. Na Young-chiol, President of Ecology TV and Director of Korea Mass Media Club, Dada Sitarain Jenananda, author and meditation teacher, Song Man Yu, a famous painter renowned for his work of the Seomjin River, and Mr. Ho Jun Huang, composer. Supreme Master Ching Hai also accepted the invitation to attend the Save Our Earth Conference 2009 via video conference as guest of honor to share her insight and perspectives on the critical issue of climate change and the most effective solution, an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the 9-part rebroadcast of the Save Our Earth Conference 2009, held on April 26, 2009 in Seoul, South Korea.
Next, we have Mr. Yoon Ji-hyun, a renowned children's author.
Welcome, sir.
네, 안녕하십니까. 저는 동화를 쓰고 있는 윤 기현이라고 합니다. 이번에 청아 목사님께서 동물에 대해서 책들을 내셨어요. 그 다음에 현재 지구 온난화 문제에 대해서 매진하고 있는 걸로 알고 있습니다. 그런데 특별히 동물들에 대해서 책들을 많이 내셨는데 동물들에 대해서 책을 내시는 특별한 이유가 계신가 하는 부분하고요. 그 다음에 이번에 한국에서 선생님의 새들에 대한 책들이 나왔는데 보통 문학에서는 새라고 그러면은 자유를 이야기를 하고 꿈을 이야기를 하고 이렇게 하고 있는데 스님께서 많은 새들을 돌보고 새에 대해서 책을 내셨는데 특별한 이유라도 있는가 이런 부분이 궁금합니다. 대답해 주시면 감사하겠습니다.
Hello, Mr. Yoon. Thank you for your thoughtful question. As a writer yourself, you probably have the experience that the inspiration for writing comes more from an inside feeling. Similarly, the writing came more from my love for them, and also I hope to share with the world about animal feeling and true ID, because they do have a true identification. They are not animal per se the way we see them, but they are divine beings as well, just like we are, except that they are more aware of their divine status. So I hope to share with the world some of my knowledge about the animals, so that humans would honor and love them more. The dogs in my life and the birds in my life are both written about animals that have come into my life and have blessed both me and the world with their love. The third book, called The Noble Wilds, comes from a time when I was able to get to know and share the stories of some of the beautiful animals in nature. Now we all can see that nature is changing because of global warming. And the animals are directly affected as well. The International Union for Conservation of Nature has a list called the Red List that shows the species actually disappearing from the planet. At the end of 2008, the IUCN was monitoring a total of 45,000 species and said that 40% were threatened with extinction. It is difficult even to imagine this kind of loss. Furthermore, the correlation between animals and global warming is directly seen in the meat diet, as documented clearly by the United Nations 2006 report, Livestock's Long Shadow. The animals that are raised for meat, they are producing more greenhouse gases than all the transportation in the world combined. The main gases from the livestock raising are methane and nitrous oxide. Methane was already known to trap up to 23 times more heat than the most prevalent greenhouse gas, meaning carbon dioxide. But recently, it was discovered that methane heats the environment even more. Scientists say that methane causes up to 72 times the atmospheric heat trapping of carbon dioxide, average over a 20-year period. This means that the livestock industry contributes even more than what the United Nations originally calculated. So if we eliminate meat from our diets, we automatically and very quickly reduce global warming by a tremendous amount, if not the most of it. If everyone becomes vegan, stop livestock raising, our earth, the humans, the animals, the environment will definitely be saved. So for the love of human and animals, I began to write about their intelligence, emotions, and great love. I also have dogs, and all animals are equally special in my heart, including the cows, the pigs, chickens, the fish, and so on. So by writing these books, I'm trying my best to protect them and to promote the vegetarian diet to save the human's lives and save our planet. Thank you.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save 80% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. reduce pollution from untreated animal waste, maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
In regard to the birds that are part of my life, they came to me in a, you know, spontaneous situation. I referred to it some other time already. But the reason I took care of the birds was because they were in captured, yeah? And they were there in such a pitiful situation, like in such a small cages, they cannot even move too much, they cannot even fly, they cannot even have love and each other's contact as well as love of humans contact. And it's just my heart feeling that I had to adopt them and I have to take care of them. I had no motive at that time except just a direct love from my heart, and I just had to do something. I guess if you are confronted with such situation, you will also do the same, Mr. Yun. I love birds.
Our next question comes from Mr. Kim Dong-hyun, a journalist from Joseon Ilbo, the largest newspaper in Korea.
Hello.
네, 안녕하십니까. 조선일보 김동현 기자입니다. 네, 만나서 반갑습니다. 질문은 짧게 드리겠습니다. 지구온난화를 비롯한 이런 환경 문제를 해결하는 데 있어서 종교의 역할이 무엇인지, 그리고 또 시민들이 당장 할 수 있는 일이 뭐 채식 말고는 혹시 없는 건지 그런 점을 좀 묻고 싶습니다.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Kim. First of all, I would like to thank journalists such as yourself for carrying out the very crucial role of informing the public at large about our planetary crisis and the solution to climate change. I think your question is very important. Religious leaders can give voice and strive to be a living example of the noble teachings according to their original founders, such as Jesus, Prophet Muhammad, Buddha, Guru Nanak, etc., etc., who espoused the compassionate vegetarian lifestyle. The scriptures from the teachings of these sages all emphasize the need to care for one another and be good stewards of our earth. In the Christian Bible, it is said that meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God will destroy both it and them. The Buddhist Mahaparinirvana Sutra also stated that eating meat destroys the seed of compassion. And the meat eaters, every action will terrify all beings due to their bodily scent of meat. Therefore, religious adherents need to be reminded that to solve the environmental problem, we need to put these teachings into action. And the most effective action is something that citizens can do immediately. Be veg. Of course, another is go green, meaning take care of the environment and be frugal in our usage. To be veg is living in accordance with our true religious beliefs. Forgoing meat and adopting the plant-based lifestyle means we put the principle of compassion into action. So please, continue your noble duty as a reporter to remind people of the dignified moral lives that humans should lead by being veg and doing good deeds, apart from going green. Thank you, Mr. Kim Dong-hyun, for such a noble journalistic approach that you are doing.
Thank you, Master.
V
vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Next, we have Ms. Kim Ju-hwa, a public prosecutor.
안녕하세요. 이렇게 질문할 기회를 주셔서 대단히 감사드립니다. 저는 사법작용을 담당하는 검찰에서 근무하는 공무원입니다. 저의 직업은 범죄를 수사하고 재판에 참여해서 범법 행위에 대해서 처벌을 하는 일입니다. 그렇기 때문에 일 자체가 정형화된 기준에 따라 사건을 처리하게 됩니다. 즉 이미 명확히 드러난 행위나 결과에 대해서 기준이나 관례에 따라 이를 처리하기 때문에 상당히 보수적인 성향을 띠게 됩니다. 그런데 지금 지구는 대단한 위기에 직면해 있습니다. 그리고 모든 사람들이 신속히 그들의 삶에 있어 변화가 요구되는 시기라고 생각됩니다. 이러한 시기에 이렇게 보수적인 성격의 업무에 종사하는 제가 어떤 자세로 업무에 임해야 하는지 그것이 궁금합니다.
Yes, Mrs. Kim. This is a very, very good question. Actually, the best attitude at all time is to be guided by compassion. When we have to err, then we should err on the side of compassion. Of course, in your job, you must proceed according to the rules of the law and what has been defined as right and wrong. In fact, our physical world is governed by the same type of law, one that is very precise and consistent. That is, for every action, there is an equal reaction. It is this law of physics that rules our physical universe and is also called the law of cause and retribution, cause and effect, or the karmic law, or action and consequence. Just as in your work, there are consequences for people's actions, in the physical universe, there is the same law. So when you speak about the swift change that is needed, if we already understand the nature of consequence, then it is easy to understand why we must stop killing animals and stop creating suffering for other beings, even including humans. The switch we need to make is toward a kinder, gentler approach to all things and beings around us, because we don't want to reap the bad consequence of killing. So we switch to the plant-based vegan diet, which offers kindness to the animals by letting them live in peace. Then, consequently, humanity can also live in peace, and our world will immediately become a better place. So, the best way in life is to lean always toward universal love and compassion. Thank you, Miss Kim.
Thank you, Master.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Professor Choi Heng-sik has the next question. He is vice chairman of Korean Law Association and chairman of Global Warming Emergency Measures Committee.
Welcome, sir.
네, 스승님 감사합니다. 먼저 화상으로 남아 스승님을 다시 뵙게 되어 감사드리고 또한 영광스럽게 생각합니다. 자연법 차원에서 말한다면 인간의 존엄성과 행복 추구권은 비단 인간만을 위한 것이 아니라 이 세상에 존재하는 동물에게도 인정되어야 하므로 국가의 강제력을 수반하는 실정법은 마땅히 살생과 육식을 금지하는 방향으로 제정되어야 할 것입니다. 그러나 전 세계적으로 도살금지법이나 육식을 금지하는 입법은 아직 나타나 있지 않고 있고 일부의 국가에서만 도살의 방법을, 다시 말해서 너무 잔인한 방법을 사용하지 말라는 정도로 그치고 있습니다. 스승님께 한 가지 여쭙고 싶은 것은 법은 사회의 안녕과 질서를 유지하기 위한 규범으로서 역할을 하지만 인류와 사회 문제의 근본적인 해결책은 될 수 없다고 봅니다. 이 시기에 보다 본질적인 문제 해결의 열쇠는 무엇이며 우리 인류에게 절실한 삶의 지표와 패러다임을 일러주시면 감사하겠습니다.
Hi, sir. Thank you, Professor Choi. I'm also very honored to speak to you. Of course, what you said is correct, sir. That animals have the same right to dignity and happiness as humans. So we have to bring the standard of the legal structure up to a nobler level. This is the more essential key that you refer to. It is an inner quality that we can awaken and then cultivate. We can also encourage others toward these standards. You can form a circle of similar-minded thinkers, then present logical information to the government to suggest new law policy, such as the Meat-Free Act or the Killing Ban Act that you had mentioned. We have an abundance of up-to-date information on the harms of meat and the benefit of vegetarian available, always at www.suprememastertv.com, which are all free to download. If you need any further assistance, our association members will readily help you. As for the urgent life purpose and paradigm of humankind, whether in this perilous state of the planet or at any time, we should be models of love and compassion, exemplifying the human standard of righteous living. At this time, there is also the opportunity for change, both within ourselves and others. So, if you are already vegan yourself, please share this vegan message in every way possible. If enough people act on this message to live a life of peaceful caring toward others, with no harming other beings, then humanity has a future, and our children's children will be able to still live on this earth in harmony, abundance, and peace.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Next, we have Mr. Na Young Chil, the president of Ecology TV and director of Korea Mass Media Club.
Wow. Welcome.
뵙게 돼서 반갑습니다. 그리고 한국에서 출간한 책이 또 곧바로 베스트셀러가 됨을 또 축하드리고요. 저는 오늘 사실은 이 장소가 그 한 100여 명 분들이 모여가지고 소박하게 행사하는 줄 알았는데 이렇게 그 성대하고 큰 행사인 줄은 몰랐어요. 저 환경TV는 93년 개국 이래로 자연 생태 환경을 주제로 24시간 방송을 하고 있습니다. 때문에 당면한 기후변화 등의 지구 위기 상황에 대응함에 있어서 방송의 역할과 책임에 관해 고민을 할 수밖에 없습니다. 지금 지구의 모든 생명체들이 처해 있는 상황을 비유적으로 표현을 하자면 마치 고속도로에서 고속주행을 하던 자동차가 전방의 장애물을 감지하고 급브레이크를 밟는 형국이나 제동거리가 너무 짧아 충돌할 수밖에 없는 그런 상황이라고 보고 있습니다. 우리가 할 수 있는 최선은 지금과 같이 일부 전문가나 환경운동가들 뿐만 아니라 모든 사람들이 머리와 가슴 그리고 몸이 따로 움직이지 않고 전체적으로 느끼며 행동하는 것이 간절히 필요합니다. 이것을 실현함에 있어 방송의 역할이 몹시 중요하며 가끔씩 이루어지는 캠페인이나 교육 프로그램들을 제공하는 정도로는 너무나 부족하고 무언가 파격적인 것을 제공하고 행해야 한다고 느끼고 있습니다. 그래서 제가 하는 방송의 기능이 머리로 이해하고 가슴으로 느끼는 단계를 뛰어넘어서 행위를 일으키는 그런 묘안이 생길 수 있기를 기대합니다. 이에 관해서 칭하이 선생님의 지혜로운 말씀을 듣고 싶습니다. 감사합니다.
Thank you. 감사합니다. Hello. And thank you, Mr. Na. Thank you for your noble leadership in journalism and of Ecology TV. Your compassionate heart in your profession is already helping the planet. I agree with you completely about the importance of the role of the media. I'm sure the programs that air on your network have already had a huge constructive impact on people's lives and heal the planet. I also believe in people reacting as a whole, and that the media has the key role to play for this to happen. As I have said before, that I wish all the media would display a veg announcement every day on TV, newspaper, radio, etc., even on billboards. If they do, can you imagine what a difference it would make in the public's awareness? So please continue with the work you are doing now, and especially to promote the vegan, animal-free diet. This is the one step that everyone in the world can participate in, and it makes the biggest impact for our world. As mentioned, being wet removes methane from the atmosphere, thus cooling the planet. This also immediately shows care for the animals and for our own health, because we see more and more evidence that meat causes all kinds of cancers and carries bacteria, leading to such illnesses as mad cow disease, etc., etc. So it is much healthier to be veg. More and more scientists today are talking about the vegan diet as being key to stop global warming. Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Rajendra Pachauri of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change recently stated that the livestock industry contributes even more to global warming than what was previously reported by the UN 3 years ago. And expert climatologist Dr. James Hansen from the USA has agreed that being veg, mean animal-free diet, is the most significant thing to do to halt global warming. So this is the message that will literally change our world the most quickly. I wish your TV channel much success in joining to spread this valuable message. God bless you and your channels, all personnel, and your loved ones and their loved ones. Thank you so much, Mr. Na.
Thank you, Master.
난 언제부터 고기를 먹기 시작했는가 모르지만은 그 고기를 먹으면서 그 여러 가지 그 문제들이 많이 생기고 지금은 또 도시가 이렇게 커지니까 그 대량 생산, 그다음에 대량 유통, 그다음에 대량 소비를 이렇게 지향하고 있는데 그런 부분으로 가면은 결국에 인류의 뭐 그 멸망이라는 이런 부분에서 앞으로 채식을 한다면은 도시가 가지고 있었던 어떤 그런 그 회색이랄까. 도시가 가지고 있었던 어떤 부정적 기능들도 상당히 많이 극복될 수 있지 않겠느냐 이런 생각을 해봤습니다. 인간이 가공해서 주는 것이 우리가 먹고 있는 식량인 줄 알고 있는 이런 애들에게 작품으로라도 그 자연 속에서 나오는 농사, 채소, 그 다음에 자연과의 어떤 교감, 그 다음에 동물, 그 다음에 우리 인류가 어떻게 그 자연과 공존해 살 수 있겠는가 이런 부분들을 작품 속에 담아서 애들에게 전해보려고 생각을 하고 있습니다.
그리고 그 칭하이 우상산이라는 이렇게 영적 지도자라고만 이렇게 단편적으로 알고 있었는데 직접 이제 뭐 영상이지만은 만나 뵈니까 굉장히 그동안 좋은 활동 많이 하셨던 것 같고 뭐 다음에 혹시 기회가 된다면 뭐 방한을 하시거나 하면은 제가 꼭 만나 뵙고 뭐 인터뷰라든지 뭐 이런 그런 기회가 있었으면 좋겠다라는 생각을 하게 됐어요. 한 몇 년 전부터 저희 메이저 신문사 쪽에서도 그런 지구 온난화에 대한 얘기를 꾸준하게 하기 이제 시작한 단계예요. 그래서 저도 그걸 보면서 심각하다라고는 생각을 했었는데 사실 피부에 확 와닿진 않았었거든요. 근데 이런 여러분들이 이게 특히 권위를 인정받고 있는 분들이 그런 얘기를 많이 해주실수록 이렇게 사람들도 체감하게 되고 칭하이 우상사 같은 분들이 이런 활동을 하는 건 굉장히 바람직한 일이라고 생각을 합니다. 예, 예. 채식주의자는 아닙니다. 그래서 오늘 이 계기도 있으니까 한번 그런 친구들이나 만나서 한번 또 얘기하면서 채식에 대해서 한번 생각을 해봐야 될 것 같습니다. 네. 환경 문제라든지 채식에 대해서 이렇게 깊이 생각을 해왔던 건 아닙니다. 이런 책이나 칭하이문에 썼던 그 내 인생의 사랑스러운 내 인생의 책세들 그리고 또 직접 이런 방송을 보면서 많은 생각을 하게 됐고요. 여러분들도
칭하이 무상선생님 책을 읽으면서 그에 대해서 한 번씩 읽어보시면서 환경 문제나 채식에 대해서 한번 생각해보는 생각을 가졌으면 그런 하는 바람을 갖고 있습니다.
평소에 흔히 생각하기에 지구 온난화를 해결한다 그렇게 하면은 이제 대중교통을 이용한다든지 일회용품을 적게 사용한다든지 그 정도에 대해서만 알고 있었는데요. 이제 채식이 지구 온난화를 줄일 수 있다는 가장 확실한 방법이란 얘기를 들었고요. 이제 알았으니까 일상생활 속에서 육식을 좀 더 줄이고 채식을 좀 더 많이 해야 되겠다고 느꼈습니다. 점점 채식으로 바꿔서 나중에는 꼭 채식을 하도록 할 생각입니다. Be veggie, go green, save the planet!
Joining us today on Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for part 4 of Save Our Earth Conference 2009. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell, and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.